Okay, so I'm here to talk to you about archiving and what the customers are telling us and asking us to help them with. So far you have heard a lot of stuff about storage products, and this is going to be different. We will talk about some products, but also we'll talk about solutions. Maybe you're tired, maybe you need break, maybe you need tea. So if you want to stay here, it's going to be interesting, but it may be a good time for you to take a break right now. So my name is Sergey Varvanov, and I'm responsible for information lifecycle management services in IBM globally. And also as part of this, I'm responsible for the archiving activities. Hopefully you will hear things that are going to be important for you and will help you with your archiving questions and needs. Let's see how it works. All right. So I will pretend that I understand Chinese here. And I went a little bit ahead. Apologize for that. There we go. So what we talk here about is that
you can use the notebook on the ESX image version and other than they will translate.
Okay. So that's actually there's a better chance for me because I see this here in English and you see this in Chinese. So as opposed to me trying to pretend that I understand what's going on here. When we talk about anything that happens in the enterprise, any infrastructure activity, we talk about the different drivers that different causes that are creating these initiatives. And the first cause, the first driver that we want to talk here about this is the need for customers to manage risk and compliance. We see incredible number of compliance regulations worldwide. There are more than 20,000 laws that regulate how we do business and how we protect and retain information. China doesn't have that many laws yet, but they are already emerging and there are more and more requirements that are imposed to the companies to protect their information and retain their information for a specific amount of time. We work with customers that need to respond to the national audit organization requirements, and we help our customers to address the need for risk and compliance activities. The second driver, and I apologize, I don't know why is that happening. The second driver is the need to improve the efficiency. Our customers are being asked to do more with less, especially nowadays with in the situation where the economic conditions in the marketplace are not very good. There will be increased demand for accomplishing more with less. So the improvement of the efficiencies is another big driver for any IT activity that we see in the marketplace. And the third driver that we see is the need to simplify and decrease the cost. This is very typical for ITs. ITs are asked to decrease the cost of everything that happens in the enterprise. So these are the three major drivers for IT initiatives. Anybody that sees something different? I usually ask this question to all of my clients, if they see some other reasons for IT activities outside of those three. Okay. So far, nobody has told me something different, so you're still good.
Sorry,
Sure. Okay, thank you. That works better. So here I want to show you very briefly a slide that represents IBM's view of maturity of our customers based on their ability to manage their storage environments. You see that the better customers, the more mature customers, shift from left to right. So every time we go and talk to the customer and work with them, we do an assessment, we help them understand where they are, and they can position themselves somewhere in those scales. For our customers, we propose specific best practices to improve their position, to move them from left to right. The only reason I'm showing you this here is that archiving applies to everybody, no matter how mature they are in their storage management. So every customer, no matter how good they are, needs help with archiving. This is the message here. We are part of IBM, and IBM is a unique company. IBM is one of the very, very few vendors, maybe the only vendor in the marketplace, that can provide end-to-end solutions that consist of hardware, software, and services to address complex needs like archiving. And this is the message with this slide, is that IBM, especially with initiatives like the ones that we are announcing now, is focused on completely addressing the needs of the customers from end to end. And obviously, this way of solving the customer problems help by providing added value to the customers. We are providing loose bundles of solutions which are pre-tested and pre-configured. So this provides savings to our customers that don't need to invest time and efforts in testing and configuring these solutions. Let's talk about archiving. Archiving today is different than what we used to do with it. Archiving used to be a process where we would take a file or data set, we'll put it in a tape and ship it somewhere. It's no longer the case. Archiving today is a process where information which is still valid, but it's static, is put in the right tier so it can be retained for appropriate amount of time. This definition is very important because it tells you that today you may archive on disk or on tape or on warm device. And also, it tells you that you need to know when your information becomes static or is not used frequently. And then that you will have to have information of how long you need to retain your information. Let's talk about the different users of archiving in the enterprise. We have two different groups of users that need archiving in the enterprise. We have the business users. These are the people that are responsible for business applications. These are chief compliance officers, litigation attorneys. These are the people that define the retention policies and governance in the enterprise. On the other side, we have the IT users. These are storage managers, people that are responsible for enforcing these retention policies by defining the storage management policies. On one side, the business users need archiving to comply with the laws. Also, they need it in order to retain information that they may need for data mining or other purposes. On the other side, our IT users need archiving to improve the system's performance and also to decrease the cost of using primary storage. When the system is loaded with the static data, the performance slows down. and you archive the information that is not being used, the performance improves. And you decrease the amount of storage of data that you keep on enterprise class storage, which is very expensive. Let's talk about the difference between archiving and backup. A lot of our customers today are using backup for archiving. And these are two different processes. And we strongly encourage you to think about backup and archiving differently. Backup is used only for temporarily protecting or creating copy of information that is used in case the file is being deleted accidentally or lost. The backup usually only requires copying of files. And backup doesn't provide capability for searching of the backed up information. Backup recycles. Backup is short-term focused. Archiving, on the other side, supports compliance. Archiving moves data, doesn't copy data. Archiving is long-term focused. And archiving also supports search and discovery. These are major differences between those two processes. And what I just told you is represented in these graphics. So this is basically the major difference between moving for archiving and copying for backup. As I mentioned to you, these are the best practices in the information lifecycle management strategy that helps customers improve their maturity in managing storage, and archiving is a key part of this strategy. IBM has created a comprehensive set of solutions for archiving, which are part of the Compliance Warehouse. Compliance Warehouse is a comprehensive set of solutions of software, hardware, and services for companies that need to deal with compliance. Also, the archiving solutions improve the total cost of ownership. The major difference between IBM comprehensive solutions and other solutions is that we leverage the knowledge of optimized storage that is used in conjunction with the software for archiving, and we'll discover this in the next few slides. This slide shows you a positioning of the products and different technology in a comprehensive archiving solutions. This slide is created by decomposing real solution. So there's many solutions that we have created for our customers, and this is the analysis of how the products are positioned within this solution. As you can see, we show you different layers of functionality. So on the top layer, we position the software and technologies that deal with extraction of the data to be archived, or what we call ingestion. As you can see on the top left portion, we show you three different types of information that are archived. There is a content, which is unstructured data also. These are the files and images and documents. You also have structured data or SQL databases. And then you have email. And so these are the three boxes on the top, and you see the technologies that support them. FileNet and IBM Content Manager, the two left boxes deal with content. Optim deals with the structured data, and email is handled by Enterprise Content Management. On the right side, on the top corner, on the top layer, you see industry-specific solutions. For example, Grid Medical Archiving Solutions that is used for medical imaging and other specific archiving solutions. In the middle tier, we show you the policy software that deals with moving the information to different tiers based on policies that are defined for retention and storage management. As you can see, here we show the Tivoli Storage Manager and the archiving version of Tivoli Storage Manager, which is called SSAM. SSAM is a TSM specifically designed for archiving. And also here, the software version of the NAS device, which is SnapLock. And then the bottom portion shows you the storage capability and storage media that is used to store the archived information. So far, you okay? Any questions, anything? Yep. I'll be very happy if somebody asks me a question. So now we'll show a little bit more details on related to the technology on the top layer. This is the representation of the IBM Enterprise Content Management portfolio. Again, Enterprise Content Management is a discipline that deals with content, files, flat files, unorganized data, data that doesn't sit in databases. So as you can see, the portfolio itself is aligned by specific functionality and services that these technologies provide. This software is capable and aware of knowing the record formats and the business rules of the applications, so it can select and extract the information that needs to be archived. For example, we can pick here a product which is called Common Store for Lotus Notes or Common Store for Exchange. This is software that can go and extract specific information from email systems in order to be archived. Also, there are specific services that enable the creation of what we call metadata or indexing, which is very key in order to support the search and discovery against the archived information. Why is that so important? If the auditors come to your office and they want to see the proof that you have retained information, they don't want to see all the information that you have archived for the last 5 years. They would need to see specific parts of this information, specific files or records. And this is why it's so important that you can provide the search and discovery capabilities. And this is why we build the metadata and indexing there. Let's talk a little bit about the need to archive databases. Databases, as we all know, the SQL databases, contain records. And the records contain information which sometimes is static. When you create information about a customer, and if the when the customer opens an account or purchases something, this information is used for some certain amount of time, and then it stopped being used. Then this information becomes static. When this information becomes static, it only clogs the database and slows the performance of the database. So we need to get this information outside of the primary tables. We need to delete it from there, archive it on a tape or a disk, and put a pointer in case it needs to be brought back. So this is what we do in the case of database archiving. And as you can see, we have a technology which is called Optim that does exactly this. Optim works with SQL databases like DB2, Informix, Oracle, and automates the archiving of the information by deleting the records and putting them in the archiving repository. Email. Email is usually considered part of content or unstructured data, but some people call it a semi-structured data because there's some certain organization in the email management itself. Email is one of the most critical need for archiving in the enterprises today. You will most likely have problems with the email archiving in the next year or two. more than 60% of our customers identify email as the top priority for archiving for them. So this is what the business needs are and what are the infrastructure implications of the email archiving. Here we show you the IBM portfolio for email archiving. So we have IBM Legacy Content Management portfolio and we have FileNet portfolio. IBM acquired FileNet about 2.5 years ago, and IBM right now is a market leader in the content management. So you see two similar technologies or portfolios for archiving in email. So IBM is announcing in the next month, it's already pre-announced a improved set of portfolios that enables limited federation search against the different repositories that we have in this area. Now you see the GMS or Grid Medical Archive solution. This is a specific to the medical industry, to the healthcare industry solution that provides you with the grid computing capabilities and also enables you to archive medical images based on specified policies. When you go to a hospital and have an X-ray taken from you, this X-ray is kept online for a specific amount of time, and then it is put on a secondary storage, and then eventually it's completely archived. So this solution is able to support these policies and automate the archiving of medical images by keeping them in case they need to be brought back and checked again. So this is the decomposition of the solution itself. It consists of software, hardware, and services. IBM OEMs the software, which is produced by a third party. And this is a very robust integrated solution that can be sold as a single component. Big part of the lowest layer of the functionality in the archiving is the storage. And especially in the archiving, we deal very often with the warm devices. And you heard in the last, let's say in the previous, not but the one, the presentation before that, you heard a lot more details on the DR550. So I'm not going to give you too much detail. Just want to tell you that DR550 is a big integrated component that consists of SSAM or TSM loaded on it and supports policy-defined archiving. In other words, when you store information that is defined to be kept for 10 years, nobody can delete this information before 10 years. So this is very critical for compliance-driven archiving. Let's talk a little bit about the services aspect. When customers are asking us to help them with archiving from services perspective, we usually try to understand their requirements, their drivers, what they need, what exactly is their pain. And this is the starting set of the questions that we start our discussions with. So remember those questions. These are the right questions to start thinking when you need to define your needs in the area of the requirement. And I'll give you an example. This is the final results and recommendations from a real engagement that we had about 2 years ago in France with a large financial institution. They asked us to go and look at their situation and give them recommendations for improvement. We found that they're using backup for archiving, and they were keeping all their tapes forever. They were not deleting any tapes because they didn't have a good understanding for retention requirements. So we found that if they implemented a simple archiving solution, they would save $100 million. Only simple archiving solution would help them save $100 million. So we gave them two options. The options on the bottom is to implement a simple archiving solution that will immediately help them today. the solution on the top is more complex and it's a more long-term solution. And we offer them to define their strategy, to define their targets, and then emerge on an initiative to get from where they are on the left side to the targeted state on the right side, which would give them much more significant benefits and savings. And this is done by the help of our archiving services. You see here the whole suite of the archiving services that we offer to our customers. As part of the information infrastructure launch, we announced formally the top two services, the assessment and strategy. During the assessment, we go and we work with the customers to understand from their business users their retention requirements. Then we work with the IT and assess the IT's ability to meet the business requirements for retention. And then we provide the findings and the recommendations to the customers. In the strategy piece, by knowing the requirements, we recommend to the customer long-term vision and long-term planning, their strategy for archiving. And as part of this strategy, we provide solution outline, how the archiving solution would look like for the enterprise whenever they're ready to do the architecture. After this consulting engagement is finished, usually in this consulting engagement, we don't talk about technologies or vendors. We talk about requirements and functionalities, process and organization. After this is done, we move into the architecture, where we define the architecture for the whole enterprise, how the enterprise will archive content, database, and email. After that, we go into the design of the specific solutions by business lines or by location. And at the end, we have the managed version of the services for cases when the customer don't want to develop it on their self, but they want to give it to IBM to manage it for them. So this is the whole suite of the services that we have today. And this is what I have for you. Shay, 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 shay.